Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisy, and I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. Welcome first-time listeners from around the planet. Thank you for tuning in tonight. To listen live, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. Tuesday brought some very sad news to me. I was in complete shock of the passing of Eddie Van Halen. Couldn't believe it. When I thought about it, I thought about all the great guitar riffs he has played over the years. My personal favorite, and I put a post in Facebook of an instrumental solo he did called Eruption. I put a 14-minute live version in Facebook, and you look at the speed in which he played, the efficiency, you know, the tapping, the fingers on the fret. Incredible. Track after track after track. Just a great legend. He had a long battle with throat cancer, and boy, he is going to really be missed. When you think about the top guitarists, Hendrix, Page, Clapton, Beck, Eddie Van Halen, he's right there. And I won't rank any of those guitarists for sure, but you know, he's in the top five arguably. And rest in peace, my brother. You're going to be missed from many musicians around the world. And we're going to continue the conversation about Eddie throughout the show. The chorus you just heard is my own, titled Stomp the Ants. It stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. As the lyric says in the chorus, so many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. The inspiration for this song, which I wrote in about 15 minutes, well, someone once told me I was too old to write lyrics and sing. I'm like, really? Well, that's not true. On this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. Thank you so much to the doctors, nurses caring for the sick in our current COVID-19 pandemic. You are certainly the true heroes. And we certainly hope for a normal return to our lives here very soon. Please, everyone, stay safe out there. Wear a mask. Thank you to my friend Bill Miller for being uploaded to ensure we have a quality sound. Bill, my friend, how you doing?
Doing good, Russell. How are you this evening?
Well, I just mentioned the passing of Eddie Van Halen. We're going to have that conversation right throughout the show, man. That was a shocker for me.
It's always sad when you hear about an artist passing away like that.
We lost David Bowie, Neil Peart, Glenn Frey. I'm trying to think of others, but it really stuns you when you lose a powerful musician like that.
Yes, it does.
Well, everybody, we're an iHeartRadio podcast, and you can listen to our show replay on the iHeartRadio app on your Android, Apple iOS device, and on iHeartRadio.com. We're also on Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Our radio show concept is based on my first in-studio recording titled Original Lyric Stream. This was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded song 7 years ago. My website is russellfoisymusic.com. That's F as in Frank, O-I-S-Y. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I've recorded 2 albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Our hope is we can pay it forward to the individual listening tonight who has a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or engineer in our creative arts. And I will be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. My own writing inspiration has come from my life experience, current events, and family. I wrote my very first song lyrics in 2012. Well, this is only 8 years ago, so if I can do it, you can as well. So please try. All right, time for the introduction to our next guest interview. And again, we have more talent from the state of Florida, everybody. We are overflowing with great musicians in this state. And you're viewing a slideshow of Rob Biddle. We're going to play a great instrumental track from Rob titled Whirlpool. That's some great guitar playing, great way to start our show off. Everybody, let me introduce and welcome a great multi-talented songwriter, musician, Rob Biddle. Thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me tonight.
You're welcome.
It's a great honor to be here with you.
Well, thank you, Rob. We're going to ask you a series of questions so our listeners can get to know you better. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Great guitar track in Whirlpool. Tell me the background and the inspiration behind the title.
Okay. It started as kind of a jam we had in a band I had back in northeastern North Carolina with a drummer named Tim Howlett. We were both big Rush fans. And honestly, that rhythm, that rhythm, that bomb, 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 kind of stolen from a Rush song, La Villa Strangiato. Started as a jam. We added some words to it. When we played it, it made us sound or made us think about kind of like the day-to-day hassles that were going on in life and how sometimes you felt like you were a river just trapped in a whirlpool, kind of what the lyrics were talking about. And then I recorded this as a demo back in 97, and I just kept the title Whirlpool because that's what it made me think about when I was playing it and we would jam on it.
There you go. And everybody, Rob has his guitar ready, and on occasion throughout the show tonight, he's going to be playing some riffs on guitar. Rob, you're originally from Elizabeth City, North Carolina. I lived at Raleigh at one time, so I know how beautiful the state is. You're living now in Florida, and you had the opportunity to play guitar with country legend Chet Atkins as a 12-year-old. You got to tell us about that experience and how that happened.
All right, well, Chet's daughter was married to a doctor in town, Dr. Russell. They live right down the street from my grandparents, and my dad and my mom became friends with Dr. and Mrs. Russell. So my sister Alicia and I would go over there, and we'd all get together and play with our kids. And then every now and then, Merle's father would show up. Now, let me first state that I had no idea who Chet Atkins was at the time. So he would show up, and he found out I played guitar, and then he told me to bring the guitar over. So I would sit there on his fireplace, and I would just start honestly doing just strumming chords. I was 12, so I would just do my best to get through chords. He would do everything in G, C, and D, or easy chords for a 12-year-old just starting out. And then he started saying, well, get it to this, that kind of oomph-pop rhythm that he would do. So I just started doing that with Chet, and he was good friends with my guitar instructor, Clayman Sawyer. He would go to Clayman's shop, and all the musicians in town would show up, and Clayman would, of course, invite me, and Chet would invite me. And when I'd walk in, Chet would, whoever was sitting next to him, he'd say, so you got to move over. Let the boy come on up here and sit right up here with his guitar. So I would just sit right next to Chet Atkins. I had no idea I was sitting next to like a 14-time Grammy winner that had 100 albums or whatever. No idea in the world until later on in life I figured out who it was, and kind of disappointed I don't have many pictures or any pictures of that. My old guitar teacher had some, but he's passed away, so I don't know where the pictures are anymore.
Boy, what a great experience for a 12-year-old.
Oh, yeah. It was when I think back on it and I look at what Chet did and what he meant to the music world, and I hear all these people just talking about him and putting him on pedestals, and I think, man, I was just a 12-year-old sitting on his daughter's fireplace strumming chords. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is cool. Well, Rob, you and I first met, everyone. I met Rob in Mike's in Orlando on Lake Willis. And this is Rob Erickson's huge block party. And I performed there probably 5 or 6 times. And we would open up as our two-performance group, Artist One Show. And then Rob's band, Spitfire, would follow. I have to give a shout-out to Hensley and Matt tonight.
Absolutely.
You covered Purple Rain by Prince. And I got to tell you, Rob, it's one of the best versions I ever heard.
Thank you.
I think you would agree. Those parties were quite a jam, weren't they?
They were epic, and I can't wait to do that again sometime. A lot of fun, and thank you for the compliment. I tell you, it was it's a great chord progression to play over, and you know you had Matt and Buzz and Caddy holding it down, and before I would play Inslee, I mean my God, the woman's got a strong voice, so she would just nail the lyrics and then hand it over to me. And then it was fun because I got to stretch out, and then I would try to take everybody on another little trip and tell a story with the guitar. She would tell her story with the words, and then I would just try to tell another story with the solo. And it was just a lot of fun. I hope to do it again with a new project that I'll talk about in a little bit that I'm working on right now. But I would love to do that again.
Those parties were a blast. I'm jealous of Rob living on Lake Willis like that and his majestic sunsets.
Yes. He's got it made. If you ever get a chance, anybody listening, to go to his party, do it. He's got a great setup out there.
Yeah, he does. So, Rob, you were the former guitarist for the Funky Blues Messiahs, Liberty DeVito, Charlie DeChant, Barry Dunaway, and Joe Skinner. You've traveled to many great places. Tell us about those shared experiences.
Okay, well, that was an amazing time. When I came here, I met my cousin Tom, knew Doug Bear, who was the founder of the band. Doug was with Blackfoot and Mother's Finest and John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. And Doug was just a phenomenal talent. He had put together the band Funky Blues Messiahs, and it had Liberty and Charlie in it and Barry and Joe. And the guitar player at the time was Tommy Calton, and he's probably the busiest guitar player I've ever met. So he couldn't commit to all the dates, so I auditioned and got the part. And then I had to learn Tommy's parts, and Tommy is just an amazingly creative guitar player. So that was like going back to school to learn his parts. And we got to play all over with having Liberty and Charlie, because they play with Billy Joel and Hall & Oates, people would want the band there, and Doug was just the most soulful person ever on the planet. So we got to go to Vegas, and we went to Mexico with Los Lobos, went to the Grand Cayman Islands, and they built the stage for us out over the water, and just an amazing. I would look at the people on stage and just say, I can't believe I'm sitting here with all of these, you know, the greatest players on the planet, and it was just such an honor to play with them and to sit back and listen to their stories and all the history that they have, and just an amazing, amazing time. I'm so happy that I got the opportunity to play with those guys.
And a then, dream come true.
Of course, Doug passed away a couple years ago, and we just lost a great talent when he died.
Well, everybody, we're going to play another great track where Rob is playing guitar here and co-wrote the lyrics with the late Brad Payne, who is on vocals. Everybody, this is titled Broken Promises.
Promise she said was that. Now I've broken and I don't recall why they went away. The song that we sang, words that now forgotten, and I don't remember just what they say. Broken promises that fade, and all the plans that we had made last spoken, and all the things we'd say, we just say in vain. Love that we made, love that now lies broken, and I don't recall how it went away. Kiss that we had felt like now forgotten, kiss that stopped all those things we meant to say. Broken promises that fade, and all the plans that we had made last spoken, and all the things we'd say, we just say in vain. Promise she said words that now lie broken, and I don't recall why they went away. Love that we made felt like now forgotten, love that stopped all that shit we meant to say. Broken promises that fade, and all the plans that we had made lies spoken, and all the things we'd say, we just say in vain. Thank you.
That's a great.
Thank you.
Live recording.
That's a great unplugged track, everybody. That's Broken Promises. Rob, you had toured with Brad at one time. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, we started out, Brad and I played together for about 18 years. We started out just playing local shows, and then we started traveling. Brad had a little pickup with a camper shell, and we would drive anywhere and play, sleep wherever we could find. And then we eventually ended up getting an RV, and we played all over the Southeast, everywhere from Texas, Louisiana, all the way up to North Carolina. Just an amazing time. That song, I wrote it based on a tuning that a guy named Al Petaway showed me, which is a C, G, C, G, C, D. So it's an odd tuning. And I just sat there one night just playing with the chords. It was probably about 3 o'clock in the morning. Brad and I were sitting in Wichita Falls on a picnic table. And I just started playing the chords. And we'd been talking that night about all the different relationships that we had had. And because we were musicians and kind of traveling around, we weren't, you know, they never worked out. So that's what Broken Promises is based on, is the promises you make, then they get broken. Brad just had an amazingly beautiful voice. And what a lot of fun we had in our, we were in our early 20s, mid-20s, touring all over the place. And that album came off of an album we did called Acoustic Storm. And that album got a little bit of traction on some of the college radio stations in Louisiana and Texas. So that was my first real taste of any type of success. Now, I mean, it was by no means big success, but it was fun going to places, and they would already know the music when I got there. So that was my first real taste of that. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you can tell Brad really sings from the heart. Great, great vocal there.
Yeah, he meant those words. He really meant them. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some of the artists you look up to. I believe I know one. I think,
yes, you do.
I think you and I both attended the Roger Waters concert in Amalie a few years ago. In my mind, that was probably one of the best shows I ever saw.
Oh, my God. Yes. I took my son, Caden, to see it. He's my rock kid, and I've got, let me mention all of them. Holland is my jazz kid. Sydney is my cheerleader. And Simon is my, he's my drummer. This amazing little guy. And also, just love to have them and take them to shows. My wife, Christy, and I take them to as many opportunities like that as we can. But my Lord, Roger Waters put on a show. So yeah, definitely Pink Floyd. But my first big influence was Elvis. When I was about 5 or 6, I was going to be Elvis. And then I was going to be Kiss. And then I started playing the drums, and that's when Rush came about. And I was all about Rush.
Well,
Pink
Rob,
Floyd,
that was
of course,
the
we just talked.
Yeah, Kiss was the first concert I ever went to. And, rock and roll all night and party every day. I mean, I was enamored with Kiss when I was 16, 17 years old.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Kiss was the loudest concert I ever went to. I couldn't hear for like 3 days. Kiss was the concert that taught me to wear earplugs, the concert. I was probably the only teenager at the shows after that wearing earplugs because I couldn't hear for about 3 days after the show. I think we really have to. You mentioned him at the beginning of the show, but Eddie Van Halen was like the big guy when I first started playing guitar in high school. I started really playing guitar probably in like 9th or 10th grade, other than the lessons I'd taken with Clayman and Chet. And Eddie was the big guy at the time. I think it was Women and Children First had just come out, something like that. But
right. You
mentioned Eruption. That was a minute and 42 seconds of a song that completely changed the way everybody played the guitar after that.
Right.
And I remember walking into a music store one time, and somebody was doing the, you know, the tapping part. That part, and I was just blown away, and I'm like, oh, you got to show me that. So I learned tapping, and I just thought I was the deal, because I could play part of it. I couldn't play the rest of it. I could just do that one little section. And that was just, matter of fact, every band I've been in just about since then, when I play guitar, we play Van Halen. Got a lot of Van Halen in my playing. Steve Vai, just, you know, his use of like the odd notes that he'll play. I love
right.
that. The Eric Johnson one. Those wide intervals that he does. And then, you know, a lot of Stevie Ray, Santana. I just love his use of, he uses the Dorian mode a lot. So I just, but even more than that, more so than listening to people on record, I was really fortunate to grow up around music. My mom always did musical theater, so I was around musicians. And my friends that I used to play basketball back home with were all amazing musicians. The percussion section, the guy that was our percussion section leader, Monty Griffin, went on to be the band director, an amazing drummer and guitar player. The guy that I used to battle with for like which chair, who was going to get the highest chair, a guy named Tom Taylor, who now is the head of jazz studies at North Carolina Central, and he teaches at Carolina and UNC Greensboro. I was just surrounded by great talent. My instructors at Atlanta Institute of Music, Shane Terrio and Jimmy Herring. I was just fortunate to hang around with so many people. My band director in high school was actually one of the fill-in drummers for the Tonight Show, David Albert. He went to play for Ed Shaughnessy. He's now a Ludwig clinician. So I was fortunate enough to be around amazing musicians my whole life. And it's just, you know, like Eddie Van Halen said in that quote the other day, just keep playing. The only thing there is music. Just keep playing. And, you know, and I agree with that. Everything that, you know, I go to work so I can play music. Up next to my wife and my kids, my family, the most important thing in my life is music. If I'm not hanging out with my wife or playing with the kids or doing something with them, there's a guitar. There's almost a guitar, like, all over my house. There's guitars upstairs, downstairs. You know, I love the instrument. I love music. And it's just, to me, it's the greatest thing on the planet.
Hey, Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, but was Eddie Van Halen the originator with tapping? Was
he
there
wasn't the originator.
No, he
yeah,
was not.
Yeah, there's tapes
okay.
of some guy doing it from, like, the 50s.
Okay.
But he's the one that really brought it to the forefront with Eruption.
Yep.
Yeah, he would just – like I said, when that came out – now, that was a little before my time, so I don't remember when that came out. But, you know, I'm definitely a post – Van Halen guitar player, and you can hear a lot of his influence in my playing because I've ripped him off so many times and played so many of his songs going back to my, you know, high school bands playing Running with the Devil and stuff like that. So he's gonna be missed.
He'll be missed.
Oh my God,
when you look at the tracks with David Lee Roth and the smooth transition they made to Sammy Hagar. Which, and you know, when they went to Sammy, they still produced, you know, number one albums. I think they did four albums with Sammy, and they didn't miss a beat. I mean,
I think the songwriting improved with Sammy, because Sammy was a better singer than David.
Right.
And just maturing as musicians. But yeah, he's an unstoppable force. And, you know, 2020, as screwed up as it's been, we lost, you know, probably the most influential drummer with Neil Peart from Rush. And then now, like you said, you know, now Eddie Van Halen, it's like 2020, you got to stop.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to stop taking people.
Eddie's joining a great band above the cloud, so I know he's probably jamming right now. So
yeah, he's probably taking the solos. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's switch gears. Rob, social media platforms, to me, they're incredible. The ability to network from all over the globe and post your sound with a click of a button, to me, it's still fascinating.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's great, and I'm kind of slow to that world. We've been working on some projects and going to get some stuff up there. But yeah, it's great that, you know, even something like this where you and I can talk and we can put it out there and people can learn about me, can learn about you. You know, maybe some opportunities will come for both of us from this. It's pretty amazing. It would have been great to have it when I started out. Although sometimes I'm kind of glad I wasn't around, but that's a whole other story. But yeah, I think it's amazing if people just in today's generation, the new guitar players and musicians just really gravitate to it and learn all you can about it and get yourself out there and, you know, use all the platforms you can. I think it's great. You know, it's nice. I remember trying to learn Eruption by slowing down the record with my finger. Now I can get on YouTube and have somebody just show it to me right in front of me. So it's a lot easier to learn music nowadays because you can have somebody just show it to you. So
yeah, technology has come a long way, that's for sure.
Yes, and it's a good thing.
It is. It's evolution. You know, evolution has to happen with music, and you know, with the touch of a button, you can have anything you want. Everybody, let's play one more track from our guest tonight, Rob Biddle. This is Rob along with the Funky Blues Messiahs, I'm sorry. And this is titled Funkin' Groovin'.
Funkin' Groovin', yes.
Funkin' Groovin'.
Yes.
Thank you.
right. Funkin' Groovin'. That's a great track.
Yes.
Let's welcome back our guest, Rob Biddle. Rob, tell us about that track. I hear a little jazz fusion in there.
Started out as a jam with the Funky Blues Messiahs, with Doug was on the keys on the organ, just kind of jamming a riff. And we just started playing it, kind of built it all together. The whole band built that one. And when we got done, Joe Skinner, who was a percussionist, said, "Man, that's like Farfugnugan." You remember the old Volkswagen commercial?
Yes.
And we thought it was funny. And then he said, "I got the name for the song, Funkin' Groovin'." And we're like, "Hey, it works." So yeah, so that's how the title came about. But yeah, the Funky Blues Messiahs was kind of a New Orleans jazz funk fusion band, and just like I said, amazing. As you heard there, I was just surrounded by amazing players, so a lot of fun, good times. I
great
wish
track,
I could do all that
track.
Again. Thank you.
Hey Rob, if there's a new artist beginning a career in music, let's say they're starting tomorrow, what advice would you give them?
Listen to everything. Do you want to be a metal guitar player? Great. Listen to country. Listen to jazz. Listen to saxophones. Listen to vocals. And you'll know this since you're a vocalist, Russell. Your phrasing. Listen to how the vocalist sings the phrasing and mimic that on the guitar or whatever instrument you're playing. Just listen to everything and let everything be an influence. Don't sit there and say, "Oh, I don't like bluegrass, so I'm not going to listen to it." Absolutely listen to it. The more you know, the more you listen to, the bigger your vocabulary will be. You know, just like with English, the more words you know, the better you can express yourself. So same thing with music. The more you know, the better you're going to be. When I'm playing, I can hear different things, fusion. I can hear when I go into a Santana lick or a Van Halen, or if I'm ripping off Steve Vai. And then I just do it in my own way. I take the same, there's only 12 notes in the in American or English music, so Western music, I should say. There's only 12 notes. They've all been played before. You just have to come up with your own unique way of putting them together. So the more you can listen to, and then get on the internet, and if you want to learn a Randy Rhoads solo or John McLaughlin, whoever, get on there and learn it. Take the time to learn it. And then Steve Vai had this thing that he talked about one time where take something you want to learn, like say it's vibrato. If you want to get good at your vibrato, you know, he said, you know, take that note, set your timer for 30 minutes, turn off the lights, and sit there and just hold that note for 30 minutes and just keep focusing on that one note and meditate on that one note. And he said, and suddenly you'll have it because you've done it. It's become a part of you. You've just focused on it. And I've done that a lot where I just focus on like one little thing and then it like magically becomes a part of your playing. I'd also say, this is going to sound weird, learn the drums. So the drums will teach you a very rhythmic approach to music. And learn the rudiments on the drums and just get the feel for it. Not necessarily the drum set, but, you know, get some sticks, learn rhythm, learn timing, practice with a metronome, practice without it. One thing we used to do when I was in Atlanta Institute of Music was Shane, the guitar teacher, would say something like, "Go outside and look at the clouds and play the clouds." And you would have to try to figure out, what does that cloud sound like?
Yeah, that's great. That's great advice, Rob. I got to interrupt you. We only got a couple of minutes left.
All right.
Tell our listeners, Rob, where they can find you on social media.
Well, right now I just have my Facebook page. I'm working on another page with a guy named Eric Miles. We just shot a TV pilot. I wrote the music for that. He wrote the show. So we're shopping that right now. And then I've got a new Rush cover project with Mark Hayward and Jim McDonald. So that'll be coming up pretty soon. We're trying to just finalize a name for the band, and then that will be up there. So I'm going to have some stuff hitting probably within the next month or so. So for right now, just go to my page, Rob Biddle, B-I-T-T-L-E, and just every now and then check on it, and you'll see these other things starting to appear in the next couple of weeks.
Well, Rob, I really enjoyed the conversation tonight. That's all we have time, and thank you so much for being my guest on Original Lyric Stream Radio. I have great respect for you as a guitarist, everybody. I've seen this man up close and personal play and play some great riffs. Thank you again, Rob. We'll definitely have you back on the show and get an update from you next year.
Thank you. Once again, hey, man, it was an honor. Good talking to you again. Hope to see you live and in person one day.
Great. Thanks again, Rob. Have a good night.
All right. Take care.
All right. See ya. We'll post the replay, everybody, of the show tonight on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and on iHeartRadio on Friday. It'll be in there. Please Google search and support Rob Biddle and purchase his music, please, on all the social media platforms. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisy@gmail.com. We accept all music genres. I'd love to hear your sound. And we're actively also seeking a sponsor for this radio show. We're an iHeartRadio podcast going strong on additional 10-plus radio podcast platforms. And in my own social media feeds combined, I have a fan base of over 1,000. Name again, Crazy, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, try no matter what you're told. Rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen. Good night.